Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our sermon text for this morning is written in Ezekiel chapter 34, beginning with the 11th verse. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the ravines, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice, and I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David shall be prince among them. I am the Lord. I have spoken. Let us pray. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Have you ever wanted to be a sheep? I confess, I haven't. Sheep have a reputation of getting into trouble and straying off. In the Bible, the people of Israel were compared to sheep. They were often running away and disregarding God's commands. In our text for today, God explains that he is the shepherd of the sheep. Shepherding is a lonely job. A shepherd guides sheep to fresh pastures for food. He protects them from predators like coyotes and provides for their well-being. Christ, as our King, gathers his sheep. He gathers not only the scattered Israelites, but also the scattered sheep of his church. This chapter in Ezekiel rebukes the spiritual leaders of Israel. They were to shepherd the people. King David is the best example of a good shepherd. Before becoming king, he was a humble shepherd of sheep. And yet, through him, God brought power and stability to Israel. King David was a man of faith and integrity, despite his sins. We see this in the Psalms. He also provided for the tabernacle and priests, putting many of his resources towards the building of the temple. He was a great king of Israel. Many of the rulers after David, however, led the people astray. They were more concerned with power and might than taking care of their sheep. They also allowed ungodly teachers and teachings to predominate. The previous verses in Ezekiel warn these shepherds. Thus says the Lord God, "Ah, shepherds of Israel, who have been feeding yourselves, should not shepherds feed the sheep? You eat the fat, you clothe yourselves with the wool, you slaughter the fat ones, but you do not feed the sheep." The leaders were selfish and power hungry. They neglected their people and led them astray. On account of the wicked leaders, as well as her own sins, Israel was scattered like lost sheep. They were scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. This is referring to the time when Judah was led away into captivity. It might seem strange that Israel was punished for her sins. But in the past, Israel had rejected God's rule over them and demanded an earthly king. God told them that this was a mistake, but they wanted a king anyway. They continued to rebel against God. As a result of their sins, they were scattered. Israel was scattered because those who reject God and his will and think that they are strong on their own will be destroyed. God had already warned, "I will scatter you among the nations and will draw out my sword and pursue you. Your land will be laid waste, and your cities will lie in ruins." But Israel still rejected God. For the look on their faces bears witness against them. They proclaim their sin like Sodom. They do not hide it. Woe to them, for they have brought evil on themselves. Just like the people of Sodom, the people of Israel had no shame in what they were doing. Many of them didn't even understand that they were doing anything wrong. But God destroys the mighty and powerful. The Babylonian exile was God's judgment upon his chosen people who had rejected him as king. God didn't want his people to remain captive. He was bound to them because he had put his own name upon them, so that their exile was also his as well. He declares, "Behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out." God says, "I," 19 times in these verses. This is to stress that he will shepherd his people and care for them, not the bad shepherds. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. and I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the ravines, and in all the inhabited places of the country." God stayed true to his word and brought his people back to Jerusalem. He did this for his people who had been waiting for their true shepherd. The remnant left was small and humbled compared to its former glory. But the restoration of Israel was important for Christ to come as their true king, humbly, to the tiny town of Bethlehem. Through the Holy Spirit, Ezekiel promised and prophesied about this coming king. He said, "And I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd." King David died about 400 years ago, so this isn't referring to him. Instead, this is Christ. God told King David, "When your days are fulfilled and you lie down with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring after you, who shall come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever." Christ is the greater and perfect David. King David's father was a sinner, but Jesus's was not. Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, is eternally begotten of God the Father. He came to shepherd his sheep. He declares, "I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice." Jesus isn't the king one would expect, but instead, he shepherds his people by serving them. He came in humility, just like King David. He was born in a manger with animals. He didn't come for power, but to save that which is lost. He did this by laying down his own life for the sheep. He was mocked by the guards for being the king of the Jews, spat upon and stricken. Little did they know that they mocked the true king and creator of the whole world. Our king didn't come in glory, but died on the cross for our sins. He then rose again as our victorious king, triumphant over sin, death, and the devil. He is the only one worthy of ruling over us. Christ came for the lost, weak, and sick sheep. Just as Israel was held captive in Babylon for her sins, our sins also hold us captive. We are the sheep that need rescuing. On our own, we are lost, weak, and sick. This is because we are dead in our sins. Just like the Israelites We need someone stronger and wiser to follow. On our own, we follow our heart and stray like sheep. Our sinful nature wants to be strong and mighty. We think that we don't need a shepherd to lead us. Because of our sinful thoughts, we deserve God's righteous justice for our sins, which is separation from Him in hell. But Christ, our Shepherd King, died for all of these sins. God the Father now declares that you are forgiven and that you will not be separated from Him because of Christ's death for you. Just as Israel's King and Savior came through humble Bethlehem, He also comes to us through His humble word. He says, "I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down," declares the Lord God. "I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak." He does this by healing our souls through the ordinary means of word and sacraments. The world cannot understand this treasure, but through an old book that declares your sins are forgiven, water, bread, and wine, we receive forgiveness, life, and salvation. What happened to you this past year? Is there some sin that you wished you didn't commit? Do you pride yourself in thinking that you're a better Christian than others? Have you sinned in arrogantly ignoring God's commandments? Pride and arrogance are really sins of the weak because it is a rejection of our King we rely upon. Those who are God's sheep recognize that they are weak and sinful. We need help from our divine Shepherd King. Jesus is present with us in His true body and blood in the Lord's Supper, providing comfort and strength. He proclaims, "I forgive you all of your sins." The Israelites gathered back to Jerusalem serve as a reminder for us. They remind us that God gathers His scattered sheep, whether they are the Israelites or us. Christ the King gathers His sheep. Just as He gathers us into His pasture and nourishes us, so too He will gather us to be with Him in heaven. We know that He will do this for us because He declares, "And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David shall be prince among them. I am the Lord, I have spoken." He will do this. He is our good shepherd. He is our King, the King of the whole world. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto everlasting life. Amen.